research shows that encyclopedia worker interruptions are costly. 14th of December 2006, this is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Reporting from your desk, your office, at work. Chances are you're finishing writing this article without getting interrupted or distracted are slim. U.S. office workers get interrupted on the job as often as 11 times per hour, costing as much as $588 billion in paid time lost on open content production each year. The digital communications that were supposed to make working lives run smoothly, CC'd email jokes, internet porn, and chatting up that hottie in the next office by IM, are actually preventing people from getting critical tasks like writing encyclopedia or Wikipedia accomplished. The typical office worker is interrupted every 3 minutes by a phone call, email, instant message, or other distraction. These take up to 2.1 hours of the average day, a whopping 28%, with workers taking an average of 5 minutes to recover from each interruption and return to their original gag writing or witty picture editing or querulous talk page arguments and arbitration cases about correct format for subheadings on articles about disused former U.S. highways. Problem is that it takes about 8 uninterrupted minutes for our brains to get into that really creative state. For online shopping at work, to planning an office party, workers are bombarded with distraction. A typical bone idle and parasitical encyclopedia time waster, I'm talking about you, said, quote, "It is certainly a recipe for even less writing getting done. There's my BlackBerry. What time is it in Kittenhofer right now? How many phone calls did I get? Can I win the sales office spider solitaire competition? It's a lot of productive time wasting turned into useless productivity. People like the convenience and possibilities this technology affords them when they want to use it, but that doesn't increase the average quality of Wikipedia or pump up Tefunny on Uncyclopedia." Unquote. Still another study group found a group of workers interrupted by email and telephone scored lower on IQ test than a test group which had smoked marijuana. Unfortunately, EPA regulations still forbid bong hits at one's desk, even when trying to fix one's make file. There is a mini rebellion underway, however. Desperate for some quiet time to think, people are coming up with low-tech strategies to get away from all their technology. I'm not sure who said this, but apparently somebody said, quote, "If you don't have the sort of free time to dream and muse and mull, then you're not being creative by definition. I find hiding in the server room with my laptop is a good place to work on my witty tales of Britney Spears, such as Britney and Paris market their new line of designer label Americans flashing her lunch at paparazzi." The problem appears to be getting worse. A study by Wikipedia earlier this year found that 62% of British encyclopedians are addicted to their email, checking messages during meetings, after working hours, and on vacation, hoping they get their funny take onto UnNews first. Quoting from you again, quote, "If I wanted to work, hell, I'd get a job," unquote. Has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Excuse me. Thank you for suffering.